From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. 40 years ago today, Neil Armstrong became the first person to set foot on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Last night, Armstrong and the other two astronauts aboard Apollo 11 in 1969, Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins, were at the National Air and Space Museum in Washington to commemorate the event. Aldrin, the second man on the moon, said the best way to honor the Apollo crew would be to follow in their footsteps and aim for Mars. The three go to the White House today to meet with President Obama. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in India, where she's expected later today to sign an agreement that will pave the way for big arms deals. First, she did a bit of public diplomacy, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Before her formal talks got underway, Secretary Clinton spoke to students at Delhi University about how Indians and Americans need to get over some of the Bollywood and Hollywood stereotypes.
People watching a Bollywood movie in some other part of Asia think, you know, everybody in India is beautiful and they have dramatic lives and happy endings. And if you were to watch American TV and our movies, you think that we don't wear clothes and we spend a lot of time fighting with each other.
She fielded questions about U.S. politics and talked about how she wants to deepen U.S.-Indian ties in security issues, climate change, and agriculture. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New Delhi.
In Iran, former President Mohammad Khatami and other reformists are calling for a national referendum on the election process following last month's disputed presidential vote. Khatami says millions of Iranians have lost confidence in the government after the re-election of Mohammad Ahmadinejad. The BBC's John Lane reports.
Mr. Khatami's comments are clearly designed to keep up the pressure on the government over the disputed election result. He said the referendum over the result should be conducted by an independent body. Then the opposition would accept the outcome. He will know there's almost no chance of the government accepting his idea. At the same time, more divisions within the government have opened up, with the senior vice president, Esfandiar Rahim Mashai, denying reports that he's resigned only days after his appointment. Mr. Mashai is a close ally of President Ahmadinejad, but angered other conservatives by saying that Iran was a friend of the Israeli people.
The BBC's John Lane reporting. Prices are higher on Wall Street this morning. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 55 points to 87.99. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 14 points to 1901. This is NPR News. The writer Frank McCourt has died. He was 78. He had been battling cancer and seemed to be doing well, but then came down with meningitis. McCourt wrote three popular memoirs, including his first, Angela's Ashes, which won a Pulitzer Prize in 1997. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
Frank McCourt was a retired New York City schoolteacher when Angela's Ashes was published in 1996. The grim story of his impoverished childhood in Limerick, Ireland, McCourt never expected the book would be so warmly embraced by readers. Not only did it garner critical acclaim, it topped bestseller lists for 2 years. When McCourt won the Pulitzer Prize in 1997, he said it almost didn't seem fair.
I write one book and suddenly I get a Pulitzer Prize. I have friends who've written novel after novel, and they barely get by. But then again, I taught for 30 years, and nobody paid a scrap of attention.
McCourt completed his life story in two more popular memoirs, Tiz, the story of his life in America, and Teacher Man, about his years in the New York City school system. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Obama administration officials are defending President Obama's broad health care proposals. They're urging the public not to judge the Democrats' overhaul until Congress writes a final version. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius calls it a work in progress. She and other officials made the case on the Sunday talk shows. Paying for the health care plan remains a major challenge. A nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office report says emerging House legislation would increase deficits by $239 billion over a decade. Democrats insist the budget analysis ignores savings that would happen by overhauling the current system. I'm Carl Castle.